feel like the Blackhawks season's about to start. This is very exciting. Wow. Okay, so Scott King, Chris Bowden, both in studio with us to do this very special Blackhawks episode. I feel like I just turned the whole thing over to you guys. Just take it away.
Thanks, Patty. Here we go.
We hear that music. We're ready to do a podcast, too.
We start skating.
I have questions. A lot of them.
Why isn't Scott wearing something with the Blackhawks?
Yeah, odd man out.
You know, I don't get the big team bucks that Mr. Bowden. This is the first time I've never seen Mr. Bowden like one of the nicest suits in the world. This guy is always outshining me with the wardrobe.
Right. That's Goodwill right up there.
Although his shirt says NHL and Chicago on it.
Yeah. So it is hockey related.
It's from the draft when the Hawks had the draft.
Yeah.
By the way, this is the kind of shit.
Podcast is?
Blackhawks Crazy.
Blackhawks Crazy, which we're doing for 2 hours.
Crazy to subscribe if you want to do that.
Right? Now, is that year-round that you're talking Blackhawks? I mean, so what were you talking in the off-season?
We managed to do one every month or so during the off-season. There's always leading up to the draft. Actually, this year they had a handful of Blackhawks playing in the World Championships, which was before the draft. So we managed to keep it busy. They had a summer league over at that new MBIS Arena, which is just an unbelievable facility. And they had 6 weeks of summer hockey in August. So we were able to talk to players then. So able to remain somewhat relevant during the off. Too long an off season.
There's always hockey
too
news. Long. Yeah.
I love this organization, too. I love that they had the training camp festival a few weeks ago, too. Where you just pay $5 and you go and you can get seats up against the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of family-friendly activities and you get a first-hand look at the players.
Yeah, 10 years running. And for those who aren't able to fork over what a ticket costs these days,
right.
You got to keep the business going. But it's a great opportunity for everyone. General admission seating, too. Get a little bobblehead along the way, the Alex DeBrincat life-size bobblehead this year. And and get your first chance to... And the other thing is they used to train for maybe about 4 or 5 days at Notre Dame for the last several years to start training camp. And now that they have this facility open, they can do it all in their own backyard. And they have another trip to Notre Dame coming up later this year.
Fans can check out training camp there and practice, and it's a very nice facility. I like the Dunkin' Donuts right inside.
Do you really?
You mean
the High Point?
The Dunkin'?
Is that what you guys call it?
No, they're changing their name.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no more donuts. It's just going to be Dunkin'.
Why mess with the classic? I don't know.
I know. It's crazy.
Hey, before we go on, I have to ask Patty. I was listening the other day during your transition. Gigs in Flin Flon?
Yes.
And Medicine Hat?
Yes.
Tell us about those hockey hotbeds.
Regina? Well, I was saying, that's how you say it, it's Regina. Yes. I'm not saying it wrong. Well, that's not fair because I was there in July, so I didn't get a chance to really.
Oh.
I wasn't there during the middle. It is correct, Jeff Carlin. You do say it's Regina.
Yes,
it's Saskatoon.
It is. Right.
Yes.
It is.
By the way,
covering his ears.
Were you on the road a lot in Canada?
No, I was just wondering, what life is in those towns because they live and breathe hockey and hopefully comedy, too.
Yes, well, they're very proud of, at the time, they were very proud of their hydroponic marijuana industry.
Oh.
Yes. So that was something that came up in conversation across the country, as a matter of fact. No, it's a beautiful country to travel. Field after field after field of, agriculture that I wasn't familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was, although I was in Calgary during rodeo week of all times.
Wow.
And they do take their rodeo very seriously in Calgary.
And yes. I saw some pictures from...
Scott's trying to figure out where Flin Flon is.
Yeah, I'm like, have I been there? No.
You don't have a computer. I'll look it up for you.
it's as far north as you can get before going on the other side of the planet.
I was just hoping you didn't have to like follow... You know how bad stand-up gigs are? I hope you didn't have to follow a rodeo. That would be like...
Oh, man.
How you keep the crowd going
there
after that.
There were spurs in the audience. What were you saying?
I saw some pictures from some of the beat writers in Alberta covering like Edmonton and Calgary, and there was already a heavy snow this week.
Our friend Chris Jones, who was here playing the banjo one night, he's from Canada, and he was snowed in.
October.
Yes, happy October, Chicago.
We'll
enjoy
be here
it.
In 2 months.
Plus, you can go to the United Center to enjoy the ice.
There you go.
Yes.
See what I did there?
Yes.
There
you go. Segways.
Nice.
Let's do a segue, take a break, and we've got Adam Burrish on the line. So very excited to talk to him. When we come back in a moment on 720 WGN. It's our Blackhawks special. And by the way, we're going to have tickets to give away. We've got some Blackhawks tickets ourselves, and we've got some trivia coming up after 8 o'clock. So stay tuned for that in a moment on 720 WGN. That didn't go. How many hours before the season starts, before Blackhawk season starts, Scott? Just out of curiosity, do you have like a countdown clock, a ticker for that?
I don't. I just feel it. When
you
it's
feel it?
When it's game day, I just wake up and jump out of my bed and drive.
We are inside 24 hours.
I can feel the energy.
Yeah.
We've got Scott King. He is now with the NHL Insider. Is this the...
NHL.com.
Yes.
Blackhawks correspondent is the correct
the quotation
title
marks.
Now. Yeah, corporate now. You got to do the quotes.
And our pre- and post-game expert, our analyst, Chris Bowden, joins us in studio. How excited are you?
Easy on the expert part there, Patty. I appreciate it, but I am.
Scott's also an expert.
Especially yes. after last season. I'm curious to see what this team does, how it responds this year. And I don't think there's any doubt they're going to be better. I think to me the question is how much better they will be and whether that better is going to be good enough to make the playoffs. They're certainly capable.
I think it will be.
I hope
so. I think we're making those playoffs.
And we need more voices on this. We have analyst Adam Bursch on the line with us, retired Black. Well, I was trying to ask these guys when you left the Blackhawks. When did we lose you, Adam?
Well, I left after winning a Stanley Cup. So
baby.
Can't get any higher, can't win anymore, so you win a Stanley Cup, and then you just leave. And then now I just call myself, you can call me an expert, maybe a know-it-all.
I would say expert.
You went out on top.
On everything. Know-it-all on everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of know-it-all and everything, I have to ask you, Adam, the last time I saw you, well, I saw you in studio, but the last time I saw you online, before we get into the hockey stuff, were you really rapping with Lil Jon?
Before game one of the Stanley Cup Finals this year in Las Vegas,
okay.
I did a little show for the NHL, and about 2 hours before the show, they said, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to have a wrap-off, and Little John's going to be the judge. Like, Little John, like, yeah, okay, that guy, Little John. I had to come up with a rap.
And how'd you feel about that?
I thought it was strong. No, I thought it was strong for...
For
a Wisconsin
course,
boy?
Jackie Redmond killed me. Yeah, I know. For a guy that can't read and write very good, it wasn't too bad.
Oh, come on now.
You look good rapping, though. We can play a little of that audio later, maybe.
Did you prefer that over that or axe throwing? What'd you prefer?
Axe throwing, I didn't have to read and write to do axe throwing, so I was probably a little better at axe throwing. But anytime you get to hang around with Little John and pretend to rap, that was pretty darn cool. That was one of the highlights of the finals for me.
There you go.
Well, Burr, we did the at training camp festival quote-unquote broadcast. I'm no John Weideman by any means, but that scrimmage that was held during the training camp festival, we got to see some of the young talent on this team. Some of them did make this final roster, some didn't, but now that they're all set to go, ready in place, starting, as we said, T-minus 24 hours, how are you feeling about this club?
Yeah, well, I think the one thing that jumped out to me, Chris, and you and I were sitting there doing the game for the Blackhawks that day, was Cahoon. He jumped out at us from day one. He was a name that we talked about a lot in that opening scrimmage for the Blackhawks Fan Fest. He had the puck a lot. He was offensive. I got to be honest, I didn't know that he played for the German Olympic team at that point. Right. I obviously didn't do my homework, but he was a guy I didn't know a lot about. You hear about Joakim Harju, and you heard about their last couple first-round draft picks, but he was a guy you didn't hear a lot about. And right from day one at training camp, he was impressive, and he certainly earned that spot to play alongside Jonathan Toews, it looks like, to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
So another piece that just gets added in, another layer of offense for this team. I think that was exciting. And then obviously the story with Joakim Harju coming in and as a young kid, not knowing if he was going to make this team or not. And you always talk about young defensemen. It's confidence and it's consistency. The consistency, well, we'll see what happens there. But confidence, certainly, he looks comfortable with the puck skating around in dangerous areas.
Adam, Scott King here. How much of the team's success this season is going to be tied to how many starts Corey Crawford can get?
Yeah, Scott, I think a lot. I think a lot of that's going to depend on that. And, you know, people always ask us, you know, how are they going to finish? How do you predict the team's going to finish? And if you're going to predict it, I think you have to assume that all their stars and all their players are always going to be healthy. And if they do, this team's going to have success. I mean, look where they were last year before Corey Crawford got hurt. They were a playoff team. They were without question a playoff team. Corey Crawford was a Vezina. To me, he was going to win the Vezina Trophy if he finishes the season. He was incredible. So if he's healthy and he can play a good whack of the games, this is still a dangerous team. You look teams when you play another team, you look at their lineup card, you look at their names, okay? And that's what young kids are coming in the league. They're going to look and they're going to see Toews, Kane, Schmaltz, DeBrinket, Keith, Seabrook, Crawford. They're just going to go down the list. That's a stacked lineup. I don't care what you want to say about age or whatnot. Those are talented players, and they're motivated. This is a dangerous team. If Corey Crawford comes back and he plays and he gets back to the level he was at, this is back to being a playoff team again, no question.
So earlier today, you were mentioning Yoki Haru, and Patty and Andrew, Henry Yoki Haru was their first-round pick last year. He's all 19 years old, so he's going to start with the team, being paired with Duncan Keith to start out the regular season. So, we asked Henry whether he thinks he's going to be nervous tomorrow night, and he said no. So then we asked Joel about Henry not feeling nervous tomorrow night, and Joel said, well, I'm going to be nervous and have butterflies for him, at least for the first couple of minutes.
Sure.
But this is something Joel has had to evolve in, and I don't know if the rap against him with young players is necessarily a fair one, because if you do what you're supposed to do or learn quickly enough in his system how to play and not make constant mistakes over and over again, especially the same ones, he's going to let you ride. And you mentioned that this kid seems to have what it takes. Yes, at 19 years old, no doubt there's going to be bumps in the road going up against the best players in the entire world. But I think, you know, there's really a bright future to how this Blackhawk defense is going to look next year, 2 years down the line, with the way they have drafted. And this is just the first piece. And so far, he seems like he can handle it. We'll see when the real stuff starts tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's been terrific in the preseason. And touching on Joel Quenneville, I've never thought that's a fair assumption for him. And you ask any coaches in the NHL, do you prefer a bunch of 19-year-old kids, or do you prefer a bunch of kids that have four or five, six years of experience? Every single coach in the league wants experience. You want consistency. You want guys you can trust. And that's what Joel wants, and that's what he demands. And look at Nick Schmaltz. Look at Elk DeBrincat. Young kids that can step in and make plays consistently and not turn the pucks over and play responsible defensively. You're going to play. If you can play, you're going to play. You're going to play for anywhere, any coach in the NHL. And the thing with defensemen, they take longer to develop, and Joel knows that. Young defensemen, it's a longer time frame until you kind of hit your peak. But you're going to get opportunities. You know, there's only 6D you can play. If you're a forward and you're on the second line and you keep screwing up, well, there's 11 other forwards that Joel can throw out there, and he can kind of bury you then, as he should. We're defensemen. You only got six. So if you're in the lineup that night, you're going to play, and you're going to mess up. You're going to get right back out there again. And but they're going to put him in situations where he can see. It looks like he may start with Duncan Keith. He's going to play with guys that can cover up for him. He's going to play when Patrick Kane's on the ice or when Jonathan Toews is on the ice, so they're going to assume they're going to have the puck a lot of times. He's hopefully not going to have to defend as much. But these coaches are so good now, and Joel Quenneville is as good as anybody in the league with matchups and where he puts guys on the ice and who they're playing against. So, yes, he's going to play against some of the other team's top lines, but he's also going to be playing with when Kane's on the ice and when Toews on the ice, and so you hope you have the puck. Because when he's playing offense, he's certainly shined his preseason.
To go outside of Chicago real quick for a minute, Adam, my podcast partner, Mr. Bowden's a big fan of the new Flyers mascot, Gritty. Just wanted to get your take on
him
and
deny that.
And what you think of Gritty.
Well, I know Chris
so
is a mascot expert, so
right.
Whatever he says, I will certainly follow my good buddy Chris's opinion on that. I've seen that mascot everywhere now. I mean, anywhere on social media, on the internet, I've seen pictures of that mascot everywhere now. So they're certainly doing their job of trying to pump it out as much as they can, I guess.
It was on John Oliver. Did you see that? It was everywhere.
He looks like a Yeti. Or like, you know, an orange grimace.
Yeah. Nick DiGilio loves him.
Yeah.
Oh, so weird.
Muppet on steroids or something like that.
Very creepy.
As we let you go, obviously, a lot of people are going to answer Corey Crawford, and that's the obvious answer, how much Corey Crawford plays. But as we let you go, the most important thing for the Blackhawks this year, other than Corey Crawford, you know, owning his share of the net, is going to be what, in your opinion?
For me, the next thing is the power play. As long as their power play can give them some big-time goals that can be better than last year. They were at, you know, right around 14, 15, 16% last year. If they can get that power play up around 20%, then this team's going to win a lot more games. Last year, if their power play would have been 4 or 5% better, come the end of the season, they're right there in the playoff hunt, I still believe. So other than Corey Crawford, the next thing that I'm going to keep an eye on is how this power play does. With the weapons they can put out there, I think they all expect that they're going to have a lot better season there.
I'm excited for this season to start. And, of course, the first game is tomorrow night, broadcast right here on WGN Radio. And, Adam, we'd love to invite you to be back on the show throughout the season if you've got time for us as our analyst.
Anytime you guys want me. I always get pumped up talking about the Hawks. So anytime you guys want me, I am at your call.
We'll do an axe-throwing challenge because, you know, Patty and I played with Sopel.
Yep. He could throw four at once, by the way.
He can't. He threw four axes at once.
Yep. All center mass.
And we know
well,
you
Patty,
could too, Adam.
Patty, maybe you and I are going to have a rap contest with Patty too.
Oh, that'll be good.
I'd rather throw axes.
You two against me and Sopal. How about that?
Throwing Deal. Axes, yeah.
Yeah.
Deal,
all right. We're in, Adam.
Adam, you got a Twitter handle you want people to follow?
I think it's at a Burrish.
It is.
It is. Yeah.
Anytime you gotta say I think it's at, maybe I shouldn't bring it up.
Oh, he's out there.
You got it.
All right, thanks, Adam. We'll talk to you again soon.
Adam.
All right. Go Hawks. All right, thank you. Talk to you later. We have Brian Campbell coming up after the news, by the way. Very excited to talk to him as well. We continue our Blackhawks special just ahead. We're within 24 hours of puck drop for the very first game of the season.
The puck off.
Excuse me? I didn't say puck off.
Bleep.
That's what we call it in the media.
See?
I believe you. It just sounds naughty. Okay, everybody who listens to my show knows that I'm a baseball fan, but I do have a favorite hockey player, and he's on the line with us. And it's not just because he was a great player, or is a great player, but because he's one of my favorite people that ever helps out kids in Chicago with special needs. It's Brian Campbell on the line with us. Hey, Soup, how you doing?
I'm good, Patty. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I haven't had a chance to catch up with you since we, I think, last spoke years ago. I helped out with the poker tournament, which Scott wishes you would bring back.
I asked him before to please bring it back.
Please.
One of his buddies knocked me out. I had pocket aces.
He wants revenge.
Yeah, I do.
He needs to restage that. I haven't had a chance to tell you how incredible that playground is that you helped build at Beard School, which is a school for children with autism. They continue to enjoy that, and it means still so much to the community. So thank you for that.
Yeah, that's great news. And obviously, now that I make my community here in Chicago, it's fun to give back for sure.
Exciting. Go ahead. Did you want to say something, Chris?
Yeah. Soup, it's Chris Bowden here. First, let's get a kids update from you. What are the kids doing right now in the Campbell house? Unless you're out somewhere. But I know you've got a new full-time job since retiring now, right?
That's right.
Yeah, my kids are thankfully down tonight.
Wait, what does that mean?
They're sleeping for how long? I don't know. At some point, I'm sure we'll get woken up. But I don't know. It's every day is a different emotion going on, especially for me. I have two girls, obviously, and a little guy. He's only 8 months, but the girls not growing up with. I had two brothers, so not growing up with any girls around. It's definitely a little different, but I love it. We're at the park.
Are the girls going to play hockey?
I tried. They want figure skates, so we're starting skating lessons. My wife said, they just don't want to go on hockey skates. I'm like, okay, so we're going to get the figure skates, and then you never know. So at least they're going to take that up. But the little guy's got no choice once he gets old enough.
I think you're allowed one try with the girls to get them a hockey stick and see what they can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because of who you are. Maybe because of who you are, they'll try. Because my son did not want to play baseball. I tried very hard to be, you know, the good parent and not yell at him from the bleachers. But it's hard when your kid doesn't want to play the sport that you love. But you move
on. Yeah, I think any sports, I think they're into the dolls and stuff. So soccer on Saturdays is, I definitely need to sit there with a blindfold on and just say good job. So.
Well, this is fall number two for you since announcing your retirement. I want before we get a little deeper into Blackhawks personally, how did you handle that first season minus hockey a year ago? And if it was a bit of a struggle, or is it easier this year than it was a year ago?
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be easier this year. I think. You know, I, at times last year, I was like, oh, I don't want to go down near the locker room. You know, I just don't want to be around that area. So, you know, now you feel a little bit comfortable. But, you know, it was really good. I learned a lot last year from the Blackhawks, and they're so good to me being in the office and learning myself and how everything kind of works and hopefully take that to a bigger level this year and trying to help out even some of these young players and young prospects that they've drafted over the last couple of years. So, you know, I can't say enough about the organization and you know, it's been easier this year for sure. And kids keep me busy, but I'm definitely enjoying my time to be around a little bit more with them.
Brian, to talk a little D for this season, Brent Seabrook seemed to have lost a step last year, and it seems like he really, really worked hard this offseason, looked good in camp. I think he had a really nice power play goal in the last preseason game. How do you manage his minutes and, I guess, utilize him this year?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's, I think it's an in-game situation at all times. So, you know, I don't think, you know, Brent's 30. I think he's 33 years old. I don't think it's a case where, you know, if he put the work in, which it looks like he has, and I thought he looked pretty good in the exhibition, that, you know, he should be able to play those minutes, and he's done it his whole career. So, you know, I think there's no need to really look at managing. If he's one of the better players out there, then he should be out there. So they're going to need him in killing situations, and doesn't look like he'll be playing first power play right away, so that kind of gives you a little break there for those other situations. But he definitely has a shot that he can bring on the second power play unit. So, you know, I think that's, you know, I think it's just sometimes a down year and maybe a little bit of a, you know, a push going into this season for him, and it looks like he did his work in the off season.
Well, the last two drafts, the Blackhawks have used each of their first two picks in the last two drafts on defensemen. We're starting to see what the future is going to look like on that Blackhawks blue line. One of them, Henry, is debuting tomorrow night. But I wanted to get your thoughts on what you at least saw from some of these other kids, the Boquists and the Mitchells and the Bodans, during not only training camp, but earlier there during prospects camp, speaking as a former defenseman.
Yeah, I think in prospects camp, when they're not really playing games, it's kind of a tough situation to see them. So Mitchell being in Denver this year, I saw him play a little bit on TV last year, and, you know, looks like he's got talent. He was running a power play as a freshman, which doesn't happen for I think they're probably a top 10 team in NCAA. Bodan, you know, just keep working. It's going to be, you know, he's going to go back to junior, and he's got a good team that he's playing on in Drummondville. So it's just getting more confidence. Hopefully he can play World Juniors for Team Canada, which is always a good challenge and prepares you for kind of a playoff situation. Boquist, he's got tools. He's got a lot of tools. I like him a lot. He seems like he's a really good kid. Now he'll go back to junior, which is probably the right move for him to get experience and try to go dominate at that league and get used to North American hockey a little bit more. But that guy's got a ceiling that's really high, and you can see his little swagger and his confidence that he had in some of the preseason games there. And then you look at Henry, and he's going to be playing with Duncan tomorrow. I think it's great. Throw him into the fire, and he, you know, he looks like he's a puck mover that can get the puck moved up to the forwards. And I think it's great that they're pairing him with Duncan. And these kids are ready at such a young age now to play in this league. And he used to have to protect them so much. And you even saw them trying to protect DeBrincat last year. And he goes out, of course, I think 28 goals or whatever it was that way. So there's no need almost to protect these guys. They're ready right from the get-go. So it'll be exciting for him, I think, going into it. So the back end's starting to look really bright with young guys, and then you mix it in with some of the veteran guys that they do have. And you know, hopefully it can be I know everybody's kind of talking about the back end not being maybe a weaker spot, but maybe they can turn some heads and do some good things.
Hey, Brian, I know one of the things that you've had the opportunity of enjoying is not just playing with the Blackhawks when they win, but, you know, other teams, you know, that you get that energy and kind of learn what the dynamics are of a team. What are some of the things in retrospect now that you can look back on and go, you know, we really had, you know, we really bonded, we really had this great energy. You know, is there anything in particular that you can see in this team, perhaps with your own experience in forming that and how this team feels going forward?
Well, I think, you know, it's character. I think, you know, character in our dressing room, I think the Blackhawks had it throughout, you know, every obviously Stanley Cup run that they had, big character guys that did a lot of things that were unnoticed, and maybe that Kane and Taves got, you know, more recognition, which they definitely obviously deserve. But, you know, some of those glue guys really can hold pieces together. So I think, you know, with this hockey club now, hopefully they can have more of that and more guys to push the pace and be that second killers and second lines, and young guys are going to get an opportunity now, and hopefully they can bring a personality for that locker room, because, you know, you just can't rely on Kane, Taze, and Keith at all times to run the ship that way. So, you know, I think there's going to be some energy in that locker room with some of the guys that they have called up in Martinson and Johnson, and getting that opportunity. Cahoon looks like another guy that has some energy that can bring it to help those guys. So, you know, that's the aspect that I like to see, and hopefully these guys realize that there's no nights off in the NHL, and they're prepared and ready to go each and every night.
Yeah.
Brent, what's the D's mindset going to be, you think? I'm sure you've been in similar situations where you're not getting a starting goalie that has the most experience. They're going to have to try to win some games with Ward in net, with Forsberg in net. How do you kind of come together to win those games? Are you just blocking every shot you can, or do you try to limit the quality of shot?
No, I honestly don't think you can change your game whatsoever. To be honest, you can't change your style a whole lot because it's just such a quick-moving game. And the good news is it sounds like Corey's on the right road to being back soon. You know, I think with last year, it's, you know, you when you do make a mistake in areas, is your goaltender there? And I think last year, you know, it was almost like the Blackhawks were playing from behind, almost 1-0, because there's going to be maybe a bad goal somewhere in that game. So you got to give these guys an opportunity. You can't look at that. Cam Ward's been around a long time and can make all the saves. And I think Forsberg, it's tough coming into a new situation last year and being relied upon and not playing, you know, regularly and what he was maybe in the American League before that. So I think it's a good learning curve, and you know, they're going to get tested. There's a back-to-back, obviously, the second or third game of the season, but they're going to have their opportunities, both of them, to play. So, you know, and they're fighting for a job. They're, you know, once Corey does come back, they're going to be fighting for a backup job. So I think it's, as a D-man, you really can't change your aspect, because if you're going to play cautious, it's not beneficial to you.
Brian, we were telling Adam a little bit earlier that Henry was asked in the locker room today after practice whether he's going to be nervous tomorrow night, and he said no. So let's go back to October 2nd, 1999. A 20-year-old,
yes.
Brian Campbell, making his NHL debut. What do you remember, and how was the stomach that day?
Yeah, I want to know.
Well, I don't believe Henry one bit.
Because BS. You can say
I
BS.
I think I'm good. I saw that clip today and on Twitter, like, oh, look at this guy. He's so calm. I'm like, yeah, right. So you get on that ice and you get a few shifts and you're feeling good. There's not a chance he's not. You don't go into that. Yeah, you're excited, but there's not a chance. I played in Detroit, Joe Louis against Eisenman, Fedorov, Shanahan, Scotty Bowman. You know, I think it was the who's who in Joe Louis at that time. And, you know, I'm just wanting to make it out of there alive. So yeah.
You didn't have an octopus land on your head or anything, right?
Exactly. No, I didn't. I actually played all right that game. So, Dominic Hasek is my goalie. It's just like, okay, I better perform for this guy or he's not going to be happy with me. So, great answer by Henry, but I don't believe him one bit. I'm sorry. You can say whatever you want, but that's lying right there.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I see 20 minutes and 43 seconds of ice time on that date. It's all here.
Wow.
It's all in the books, 24 shifts, so... yeah. Was it Lindy Ruff back then? Was it
Lindy Ruff, yeah. And it was crazy, you know.
Throw the kid out there.
I wasn't supposed to even make the team that year, so I started off playing the first four or five games, and it was pretty crazy, obviously.
Well, everybody can follow along.
Scored the next night against Goldrick, so I'll remember too.
Oh, there. Well,
yes, goal and assist the next game. Nice.
That's got to be all like in your memory. Just sort of, it just must be so like have so much texture to it, you know? Because there's so much going on, even through the adrenaline, right? You've got to have such a sense of that.
Yeah.
Oh no. We're losing you.
It's a little crazy. I wish I could just go back and just kind of put myself and just live that day again, kind of, just to see it. Because it is so crazy with what's on and everything, and you're just trying to make it through, and the nerves are going and everything like that. But, you know, I definitely remember pieces of it and something that you never forget.
I bet. Well, what do we, before we let you go, what do we got to do to get you the to bring back the poker game? I know last time we was at the Horseshoe Casino. It was amazing.
Yeah, you know, I would love to do something like that again. I know it's for me with the kids, and I don't know. My only issue is the Blackhawks have so many things going on, and the players are pulled and brought to all different events. Brent Seabrook's got a big bowling event now, and Duncan Keith's got a country concert. There's a lot of good things that the players are still doing. But
all right, fine, we'll go bowling. We'll go bowling and golfing.
We'll just play poker here in the studio.
There
one
you
night.
Go. Ooh, there you go. I bet you we could broadcast that and get donations online. We'll do it that way. I think that works.
There might be something. The wheels are always spinning in my head. That's for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Soup. I appreciate your time. It was great talking to you and catching up.
All right, everybody have a good night, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks, Brian.
See you, Brian.
Hope you join us again on the air. We'd love to have you on through the season. Thanks. Bye.
Perfect. Thank you.
And you can follow him again on Twitter at @bccampbell_51. More after this on 720 WGM. The very first Puck Drop of the season is tomorrow. Of course, we'll be broadcasting right here on WGN. You get a pregame with Chris Bowden. You're starting at
6 o'clock.
6 p.m. tomorrow.
6 o'clock. Rev it up.
Puck Drop at 6:30. And they're playing the Senators?
The Ottawa Senators, who they played twice during the preseason. They should know them by now. And this is expected to be one of the worst teams in the NHL, Ottawa, this year. So, got to get that one tomorrow night.
If I look at the Blackhawks season, you know, like their schedule, it says first place Blackhawks when they're under the thing. Is there like a preseason
ranking?
There
you go, first place.
Everyone's in first place.
I was going to say.
And last place right now.
Although every place.
Game started tonight in the NHL. Actually, the Washington Capitals, who won the Stanley Cup last year, they get the Cup champ gets the first game of the new season, so they had their banner ceremony tonight, and they're already in action tonight.
It's about a six-hour game when there's a banner ceremony. I don't think you like to play in those games as much as the ceremony is fantastic.
Right. Well, for the opposing team, too. Sitting in the locker room, stewing, listening to all the fans cheer.
Banner ceremony.
It's a source of motivation for the opposition.
So they're playing Ottawa first game. You got pre and post. How important is it? Let's say they win. Let's say they have a good game. How important is it not to get too much confidence just from the first game? Do you think? Because you look at last year with Sox hat trick.
You look at last year when they won the first two games, 10-2 and 5-1 or 5-2 against Columbus, and you're thinking, here we go.
Exactly.
I was in the press box thinking that. You know, I feel like a fool.
You know, and that was my first time doing pre and post, and I'm like, hey, this gig is... I knew the gig was good, but hey, this gig is really
good.
Keep
the goals coming,
boys.
Super
easy. You know, those highlight segments, they'll take up the whole post game show, and it wasn't like that the rest of the season.
I was going to say, was there a point where you... Like, at what moment did you realize, okay, not quite... nothing could rise to the level of that first game, right?
Right.
Of that blowout.
Right.
But after, like, about... a few weeks, what do you think? You're like, oh, okay, so that was not a fluke, but it was spectacular.
Yeah, I mean,
out of the gate.
They gradually started coming back down to earth. The Corey Crawford injury, you know, around the holidays. And they were still within striking distance as late as February 1st, even with Corey gone. But then they had a win against, I think, in Nashville, either late January or February 1st. I'd have to look it up. And they were still right there in contention. But then... That's when the wheels really started falling off.
I'm curious to know why Corey's injury. Is it this just an NHL thing? Why we didn't know what it was? It went on just for so long. There was so much speculation. Is it vertigo?
Yeah.
Is it this?
Yeah, and it depends on team policy. And the Blackhawks simply had a team policy up until the start of training camp.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, they just decided to go upper, lower, not disclose anything. There, over the years in the NHL, there's been this gamesmanship with, you know, not letting the opposition know exactly what injury a player may have. So
especially your goalie,
it can be targeted.
Right.
So, but good on the Blackhawks to kind of change things around, be upfront about it. And especially in Corey's case, with all, you know, being in the city and hearing people come up to you and approach you and asking you questions. This is what I heard. This is what I heard.
Oh, that's going to be constant.
Right. And then put yourself in Corey's shoes.
Sure.
As much as you try to shut that off, or his family tries to shut that off, some of this wild speculation. So good on the Blackhawks to specifically in this case, you know, reveal what was going on. And it could put everything to rest.
They're even disclosing contract information this year, too. It's crazy to get everything. It's like,
get it all. Okay. All right. You put it all out there.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of putting it out there, I have four. Are we giving these away as a pack of four or two sets of two? We didn't break down the math on this. Do we decide?
If it's two sets of two, the people better like each other if they're sitting next to each other.
Right? A pack of four? I think we're doing a package. I have a pack of four. I've been told it's a pair. Wait. A pair pack? Andre, what do you think? It says a pair pack, right? A pair slash
actual
pack.
Pairs?
A pair slash pack of four. So it says your choice. You can give away two pairs or a pack of four.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Let's do two pairs.
Two pairs. All right, Andre.
It's your show.
Andre's put it down. 312-981-7200. We're not just giving them away, though. And we are. We're giving them away.
You
have to earn
it. You have to
earn it. The hard way.
We need two contestants on the line for after the news. We are going to play some Blackhawks trivia. And I think that you guys should be, the first caller gets to pick who they want as their lifeline, right?
Oh, okay. I'll just use the bathroom then.
Phone and computers at the ready.
We've got NFL.com's Blackhawks correspondent. Is that the best analyst?
Yes.
Correspondent. That's Scott King in studio, and he co-hosts Blackhawks Crazy or Hockey Crazy? Blackhawks Crazy.
Blackhawks Crazy.
Because you're also Hockey Crazy.
We get Hockey Crazy.
With pre- and post-game analyst, our very own Chris Bowden. More after this on 720 WJ. The phone lines are already lit up. I didn't even give out the number. It's like they just know it. 312-981-7200. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis, and we are celebrating that puck drop she just mentioned tomorrow night at 6:30, and joining us in studio, you are Scott King and Chris Bowden, and we have a trivia game. Andrea, will you be the game show host?
Yes.
And here's what I can promise. I can offer to do this. I can.
You can be a lifeline.
But I can be your Google lifeline. So if I can Google it in a certain... No, I can't do any of that.
If you can Google it in 10 seconds.
Right? If I can Google it in 10 seconds and find your answer, maybe. But let's see what we've got here. Who's been on hold the longest?
I want to find out first who Andrea's favorite game show host is, though.
There you go. I like that.
Whose footsteps are we following in?
God.
Are you a...
You know,
Andrea Martindale.
I wanted to say Wink Martindale. You remember Joker? Yeah, Wink Martindale. I liked him. I like Alex Trebek.
Monty Hall.
Gene Rayburn.
Yeah, Monty Hall.
There you go. These are all good.
Door number one.
You know, like anybody's got?
Patty's looking at me like, do you know any of those people?
Yeah, right. Do you?
You can go Drew Carey. What do you got?
I thought Howie did a good job with the cases.
I agree.
You know?
He was fun.
And he worked through, always working through his germ phobia with the contestants. You know it's hard on him, but he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We got Brian in Orland Park. All right, Brian, how are you doing? How confident are you in your Blackhawks knowledge?
Well, I'd like to think I'm pretty decent, but we'll see. Love you guys. Love your show, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. And let's see. Who do you want to pick? Do you have the list of the callers in front of you? Who should I pick? Should I pick number three, four, or five for our contestants?
Let's go three.
Number three. All right, let's go with Jane. Hey, Jane, how are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Excellent. And are you feeling confident about your Blackhawks knowledge?
I'm moderate.
Come on, Jane.
All right.
Come on, Jane.
Says.
All right. Here. Well, since Jane is thinking about it, Jane, you pick your lifeline. When you need that lifeline, you've got one. Do you want Chris Bowden or do you want Scott King?
How about Chris Bowden, please?
Okay.
And we're with you, Jane. Let's do this.
So Brian's got Scott. It's the only one you get stuck.
Bye, Jane.
We're going to go to bet the first one. First one you get three, right, Andrea? We're working out the rules right now. So best of three. The first one of three.
Yeah, that sounds good.
First one of three. And you either one can ask me to Google, and I've got 10 seconds to Google it. That's all I got.
Okay.
All right, go. Take it away, Andrea.
So are they shouting their names if they know it first?
Yeah.
Or whoever shouts it.
Did they test their buzzers?
Test your buzzers. Brian, Jane, when you know the answer, use your buzzer. Try it right now.
See, Jane or anyone.
Just say your name.
Say
your name,
Brian.
Buzzer.
Brian, say your name.
Brian.
Okay, there you go. All right, he likes that.
Combo platter there.
Okay. All right, here we go. Question four. Here we go. Brian and Jane, the face-off. Jeremy Roenick played forward with the Hawks from 1988 through 1996. In which New England state was Roenick born on January 17th, 1970?
Where was Roenick born?
New England State?
Yes.
Jane.
Brian.
Brian. Brian's still going. You're also the judge of the contest, Brian.
There you go. I'm going to take a stab at it. I'm going to say Massachusetts.
That is correct. Jeremy Roenick was born in Boston.
I hope this isn't a looking it up situation while time
well,
is
he was,
ticking
away. He did take time to repeat the question.
I'm actually driving, guys. Can't look it up.
All right, don't look it up. Good.
Right. We'll buy it.
Right. Sure.
1-0, Brian.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
That is correct.
Okay, ready? What Blackhawk goalie was known as Mr. Goalie? What Blackhawk goalie was known as Mr. Goalie?
Jane, did you shout your name?
Yeah, Jane buzzed in.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Jane.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Tony Esposito.
No.
Okay,
no.
Brian, what do you have a guess, Brian?
This is going back. I might have to use a lifeline here.
This is your only time. This is the only chance, but go ahead. Yeah, because he's already got one on the board. Go ahead. So that's to Scott. Scott, you
quit typing in your phone.
I think I know.
All right.
Is it Glenn Hall?
It is. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, there we go.
Delayed reaction.
Very nice.
All right, Jane. Come on. Let's go, Jane.
Very nice.
All right.
Okay. Ready, Jane?
He's one away. Yeah. We got a rally from behind here.
All right, Jane. Okay. Who was the oldest surviving Blackhawk to appear at the 75th anniversary celebration of the Chicago Blackhawks in 2001? Who was
Jane?
Oh, there you go.
Go ahead. What do you think, Jane?
I need Chris Bowden to help me.
Oh, wow, that's tactic. A good one too.
I didn't know. At the 2001?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
The oldest surviving Blackhawk to appear at the 75th anniversary celebration of the Blackhawks in 2001.
Wasn't Pierre Palat?
No. I don't even know how you Google that.
Yeah, you can't even Google that one. That is, so.
All right,
I'm sorry, Jane.
I'm trying to give you
Google this one. Unless Brian knows, does Brian have a shot at this?
I have no idea who that is. I would say I'll use Patty for her 10-second Google.
Patty?
I'm trying.
It's turned into a 30-second Google.
Hey. First of all, you have to look up 2001 Blackhawks reunion.
Yeah. Yes.
Then you got to look up each of their ages. So we're still alive,
Carry
Jane.
The one.
Little hint. I love this guy's name.
We're still alive, Jane.
This guy's the coolest name.
Okay.
The coolest name?
Coolest name.
His nickname or his real name?
Nickname?
Scott King?
Yeah.
Or Taffy Abel.
No,
so it's Mushmarsh?
Mushmarsh.
Oh, Mushmarsh.
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 Well, I had Mushbrain for that one.
Mushmarsh.
All right.
I was on a trivia site where it was multiple choice.
Still going. Still got to get to three.
Tiebreaker. Okay, here we go. Tony Esposito had an outstanding career with the Blackhawks from 1969 to 1984. However, with which team did Tony Esposito begin his NHL career in 1968? Ooh.
Oh man, all
Which
the lifelines are gone.
NHL team did Tony Esposito begin his career with in 1968?
Jane.
Go, Jane.
Go, Jane.
Montreal.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes. Here we come.
Very nice, Jane.
The comeback is on.
I was trying to Google it for everybody.
That's when I did know, but lifeline gone.
Yeah, so lifelines are gone.
They're gone. All right, is this the tie? This is it then.
2-1.
Well, it's 2-1,
right? 2-1.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Who coached the Blackhawks to a Stanley Cup final appearance in 1992?
Oh.
Jane.
Okay, Jane.
Chris Bowden can't help me?
Oh, okay. Chris Bowden
are
wants
we,
to help you.
Are we
you.
Extending lifelines or no?
No.
Oh,
Patty.
Patty put her foot down. Who coached the Blackhawks to a Stanley Cup final appearance in 1992?
How about Mike Keenan?
Yes!
Very nice.
Wow, nice.
Good job,
guess.
Jane.
It all comes down to this, ladies
wow.
and gentlemen.
Our showmanship. You
now
think she doesn't know because she wants a lifeline?
Now it's tied.
Yeah, right. Now it's tied. All right, this is it.
This is it.
Tiebreaker. Which Blackhawks center became famous for his spinorama skating move?
Oh, that's
please buzz?
Spinorama skating move.
Spinorama.
Anybody?
Jane.
Go ahead, Jane.
Yeah. He's going to have it.
It's not Patrick Kane?
No.
Oh. Brian, do you have an answer?
It's on the tip of my tongue. He was just a guest on Cochran's show not that long ago.
Probably.
I don't know. Cochran has a
everybody's
lot of
on. Everybody's on Cochran's show.
That's good. He does get everybody. I'm going to kick myself.
I don't know.
Is there a time limit?
Yeah, you want me to tell?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Because neither one. Dennis Savard.
Savoy Fair.
Yeah. Denny.
Savard. No one won. No one lost.
Do we have more questions?
Yeah,
we have more.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so this will have to be the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Then.
Yep.
Okay.
We thought the last one was.
All right, how about this one? Doug Wilson was an outstanding defenseman for
Chicago. Outstanding.
Outstanding from 1977 to 1991. Which NHL award did he earn as a member of the Hawks in 1982?
Uh-oh.
Scott, dance.
Sorry, I stopped for a minute.
Which NHL award did Wilson earn as a member of the Hawks?
I feel like the people on hold are probably screaming into the receivers. I know the answer.
That's all right.
Wait, let's see. Ernie, do you know the answer to that one, Ernie?
I believe outstanding defensive. I can't remember. Is it? It's not Selke, is it? No. I can't remember the name of
it. No. All right, hold on. I was like, maybe we've got some people on the bench who know the answers to this. Let's see if John
This
knows.
Doesn't mean they're going to get the tickets, though. It's still between Brian and Jane.
It is, but okay. I like being dazzled. Hey, John, do you know the answer to the question Andre just asked?
I want to say it's... No, I don't.
All right. Okay. Brian and Jane. Fresh from Googling.
Oh, my God. There. I was hoping for some help there.
Jane, did you Google?
It was either the Norris or the Hart.
Well, you can't have two answers.
You got to pick one.
I'm
going to
say it's the Norris.
Norris.
Oh, you both cheated.
So wait. No.
Jane
like
cut it down to two, and
I
then
love
Brian.
Tactic.
Brian.
Hold
picked
on.
One of the two.
They canceled each other out.
We have to consult your rule book on that now.
Next question.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
We can go together.
All right, here we go. There you go. You go together.
You'll treat each other.
This is the tiebreaker.
Yes.
Who last coached the Blackhawks in 1997?
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Everyone's trying to coach.
Jane.
All right, Jane.
Hartford. I think you might have me, Jane.
Who was it?
Who is it, Jane?
Hartsburg,
yes.
Wow.
Very good on the Google, Jane.
There
wow.
you go.
Nicely Googled.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Jane. Jane has won a pair
yes,
of tickets.
Jane.
A pair of tickets.
Good job,
Chicago.
Both of you guys.
Yes. And
well,
Brian, you're not going home empty-handed. Don't hang up yet, Brian. I've got a pizza for you. Because that was, something for everybody.
It was a nail-biter.
Jane,
it was.
Jane has
right
won.
Right down the wire.
Yeah, it was.
This was like Cubs-Rockies last night.
And there was...
Yeah.
It almost went
it lasted too long.
And
a pair of tickets to the Chicago Blackhawks versus Arizona Coyotes on Thursday, October 18th at 7:30. By the way, just so that everyone knows what game this is for. Tickets for games for this season are on sale now. Get yours at ChicagoBlackhawks.com. Do you want to do another trivia game?
Yeah, don't you think we should do this one and see
all the towns in if they're a name or not a name
yeah,
in Canada?
A name a town name in Canada. Like we'll I go like back it. And forth. A name or a town name.
All right.
Is it really a town name in Canada, or right. are we making it up?
All right. We'll do that when we come back because we're okay. talking about these are actually all town names in Canada. This is not either.
Right. Oh, right. So we'll make them up. So we're gonna make up. We're gonna make some up, and then you have to tell us if it's a town name in Canada or if we're making it up.
Okay. Coyote Leg, Canada.
I got a lot of work to do during the break. All right. Let's take a break here. And by the way, Brian has won a Lou Malnati's pizza. Go to loumalnati's.com for one of the over 42 Chicagoland locations and get yours today. More in a moment on 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darnos. We're celebrating the puck drop in less than 24 hours with Chris Bowden and Scott King. More after this. Earlier, we gave away a pair of tickets to the Chicago Blackhawks versus Arizona Coyotes game for Thursday, October 18th at 7:30. You can buy your tickets for the 2018-19 season because they're on sale right now at ChicagoBlackhawks.com. And because we felt perhaps we had, you know, we can't expect everyone to be an expert on the Blackhawks, we thought we'd change it up a little bit. Earlier during the Patty Vasquez show with Andre Darlis, Chris Bowden was commenting on how I had traveled all the way to Flin Flon,
yes.
Canada. Andrea, I... did a two-week tour in Canada and drove all over the country. It's quite big, and that's one of the
it's big, quite large.
Scott, have you had the opportunity to travel all over Canada?
Not all over. I'd like to. It's definitely want to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
It is
in Toronto.
Beautiful. Yeah, I want to go to Quebec. Have you been to Canada?
No, I've been to Toronto.
Toronto,
not to Quebec. Yeah, yeah.
Montreal's nice. Just been to Montreal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd switch up the second part of this giveaway by testing I think we lost somebody because Jane's on hold again. I accidentally did that. So who do we
Jane
have?
Jane wants to win again.
Jane never left.
Jane. She's
on a roll.
So we have Ernie.
Ernie. So Ernie, I thought I told them to hold on. I would get to them in just a moment, but I think somebody hung up. So we need one more contestant for Canadian town or not, right? So
yes.
And you have a list in front of you as well that you found?
Yeah. Speaking of Google, that's all you have to do. 10 weird Canadian town names, and there's multiple lists.
All right, here. So you three take it away. You know, just
okay.
Read them the town names, and if you, Andrea, if they get to one that you've got, scratch it off. Make sure we don't repeat, I guess.
Okay.
And on the line we have Ernie. Ernie, your task before you should you choose to accept it is to say if it's a town or not a town. Sound good, Ernie?
Yes, I was already with Elpo Suhonen for the coach, though. So
there you go.
So you wanna...
Is this a real NHL coach's name?
All right, so...
Elpo Suhonen.
So for this, I think we have enough to go back and forth between Ernie and Tyler. Hey, Tyler, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well. All right, your job is to tell us: is it a town or not a town? They will read you a town name. We'll go back and forth between Ernie and Tyler. First one of three wins a pair of tickets. Sound good, everybody?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Take
all right.
Andrea.
Sounds good. All right. Is this a town or not a town in Canada? Bacon Ridge.
What do you think, Ernie? No. You're first.
No. Yes.
You can tell them, Andrea. You say sorry. You just tell them. She's giving us a thumbs up and thumbs down.
It is. Well, first he said, yeah. No. Yes.
No.
It is in Manitoba. Bacon Ridge.
Bacon Ridge.
Manitoba. Yes, that is correct. That is a town in Canada.
All right. Take it away, Chris.
All right, Chris.
All right. I'm going to go just because I'm on the edge here. How about Blow Me Down?
What do you think, Tyler? Town or not a town? Blow me down.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Believe it or not,
whoa.
You do not have to censor me. That is a town.
Blow me down, and it's in Newfoundland.
All right, Tyler's got one. We've got to go back to Ernie and see if he can get this. Town or not a town? Take it away, Scott.
Devil's Eyebrow.
Yes.
No, it's not a town.
Sorry.
I'm not very good at
this. Oh, poor. It's all right, Ernie. Oh, poor. He's like, I'm not good at this.
Did you look that up to make sure it wasn't? You just came up with that.
I'm an expert.
Okay.
So. That's good. All right,
actually, no, you're right. I went there for my honeymoon.
All right. Is this or is this not a town in Canada? Sober Island. Sober Island.
Sober?
Sober Island.
Yes.
All right.
Good.
Very
sorry,
nice.
Sorry, Ernie. Ernie's like, I knew the trivia.
He's like, I got one.
Can I go back to the trivia? All right, Ernie, what do you think? Yeah. Here we go with Chris Bowden.
Wawa.
Yes.
Wawa.
That was right away.
Yes.
That was right away.
He knows from Wawa,
Wawa.
Canada.
Wawa. About it.
All right, take it away, Scott. This one's for Tyler. It's 2-1. Tyler's ahead by it's 2-1. How much is ahead by?
Crotch Lake.
Oh, God. Crotch Lake. Gosh, I would say yes.
Really?
Yeah.
All
Crotch Lake is in Ontario.
I'm so glad I got to say that.
Move to Canada.
It's geographically correct. Oh my God.
They need a hockey team.
Who's up, Tyler? Yeah, Ernie?
Tyler won. Tyler got three.
Tyler got him.
Yeah.
Sorry, I Ernie. Play more. These are funny.
Ernie, I've got an. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and send you a pizza, Ernie. Is that all right?
Thanks.
Sound good? Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
Sure,
all right. Thank you, Ernie. Tyler's got a pair of tickets to see the Blackhawks play the Coyotes against the Arizona Coyotes on Thursday, October 18th at 7:30. Tickets for the games this 2018-19 season.
We should go through this entire list before we're done.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Well, road trip.
Get yours at Chicago
Patty's next gigs.
Go to LouMalnati's.com for more than over 42 Chicagoland locations for Lou Malnati. So we have we don't have a break. You can read me a couple more of those town names because we got some clips to play when we come back.
I'm afraid to, quite frankly.
Yeah, there's one I can't say.
These?
My parents are listening.
Yeah,
there's Witless Bay. You mentioned Sober Island. There is a Balls Creek. there is.
I guess it's not different than being up the other creek.
How about this one in Alberta? Head smashed in buffalo jump.
Mm-hmm.
There's what looks like a New Brunswick town called Cocaine, but it's spelled C-O-C-A-G-N-E. The French version of.
I think that is how it's pronounced.
And actually, somewhere I was during a cruise this summer with my family, Salmon Arm, British Columbia.
Ah,
beautiful, beautiful place to. There's fjords there. There's fjords.
Right.
We have to check out the fjords.
You don't get a chance to see that many fjords in Illinois.
No. There's not very many.
Did you already say
limited edition?
Punky Doodles Corners.
Yes. And I like Saint Louis du Haha.
I like
in Quebec.
They have a good sense of humor.
And
there.
Don't forget Finger.
Do not.
I saw that.
Finger Manitoba.
I bet no one goes to Sober Island. Sounds like a bad reality show.
Right.
Not a drop in the hot.
Final half hour, we'll ask callers to have hockey team nicknames for each of those towns.
We are so excited for the Blackhawks. They're starting tomorrow night. The puck drop is at 6:30. Of course, we'll be carrying that. And before that, we've got pregame with Chris Bowden joining us in studio right now, along with Scott King, who the NHL insider, NHL.com, Blackhawks analyst, correspondent.
That's
all
fine.
Those things.
That
also
works.
Co-host of Blackhawks Crazy. You're listening to Patty Baskin.
Longest
show.
Title, longest yeah. business card yeah. in the world.
It's going to be two business cards.
Good thing your name is short, you know?
So. Yeah. Scott King.
Save some money on print there.
Yes. So you're listening to the Patty Baskin Show with Andrea Dallas. By the way, Andrea, we were talking about the fjords. I said you don't see many fjords in Illinois.
Yes.
The 815 says, good evening, Patty and Andrea. There are plenty of fjords in Illinois. In fact, I have an F-150 fjord.
That's your standard.
Don't steal that in your next stand up.
I love puns.
Don't steal that.
Do you really? I like puns too, and I know people hate them.
I love puns.
I like puns too.
Just Scott.
Funny's funny. Patty knows.
I'm just saying.
You get a good pun, run with it.
Well.
No. It's punny.
It's very punny. We've got some, by the way, I know people are still calling for tickets, and I apologize. I've given them all away. But someone's coming.
Some riveting games we had. Some riveting contests
yeah.
The last half.
Yes. but we are going to have actual riveting games coming up this season. Yeah. So, Chris, you've got some audio. I know that Michael's still answering the phones, but you wanted to share some audio with us?
Yeah. I had a chance to sit down with Stan Bowman for about 20 minutes or so yesterday for an interview that we'll split up in a couple of parts over our longer post-game shows, the first two of which are Saturday when the Blackhawks play St. Louis and Sunday following the home opener here against Toronto. So we'll split up this entire conversation that we had with Stan Bowman yesterday just to get some of his thoughts leading into the season. We'll play a little snippet of it here just to give you a taste of what you'll hear if you're tuning in on the post-game shows those respective nights. And, I started out just simply by asking Stan how he's feeling about this team now that they're down to the final roster and now that the season is upon us, how he's feeling that they're about not having a repeat of last season.
Well, at the start of every year, there's always optimism. I mean, this year's no different. You're looking at your team. You're excited about the potential that it could be. Obviously, there's some things that have to go your way. And like last year, a lot of things went against us. But this is a new year, and I think we have some new players. Obviously, we also have some young players that are hoping to take that next step and, maybe be more of an impact than they were last year. So I'm always an optimist. I'm always excited about a new season and the potential that it brings, and this year's no different.
It's a different outside world looking in. this year than it has been for the past decade based on what happened last season in terms of how people expect you guys to do. A lot of naysayers out there. Do you welcome this? Do you embrace it even though you don't want to necessarily be thought of that way?
Well, I've learned over the years that, you know, the expectations are, those are created outside our team. We have our own set of expectations, and that's really what we're focused on. I'm not just, obviously understand the passion of our fans and the media, and, you know, there's a lot of interest, and everyone wants our team to do well, which is great. I wouldn't want it any other way. We're not trying to lower expectations, but we got to focus on what we can do, which is to be prepared, and we've got to, it's not going to be easy. We have a lot of we have a tough division, and we have to be ready right from the outset. And, you know, like I say all the time, there's going to be surprises this year. There's going to be teams that perform better than expected and teams that disappoint. And I'm not sure which teams those are going to be. It's hard to know. Every year there's teams, when you look back on it, you wouldn't have expected that to be the way it played out. I think we were in that category a year ago, finishing the way that we did. If you were talking a year ago at this time, that wouldn't have been an expectation internally or externally. So there are things that change, and I think we have to stay focused and determined to really come together as a team, you know, more so maybe than we ever have in the past, because individually the players have to be at their best, but I think, you know, individual players don't make a team win. You have to be you have to accept your role on the team, and you have to excel at that role. And I think it may not even be the role that you would paint for yourself, but the teams that seem to have guys that buy in the best have the best chance of having team success. This is a team sport. It's not an individual sport. You need your individual players to play at their best, but at the end of the day, they've got to play their roles, and they've got to take pride in being a team. And I think that's something that I've had good discussions with our players. They understand the value of that, and they're going to push one another to be competitive right off the start of the season and stay focused that way.
Man, I'm jealous of Stan Bowman's voice.
Hey, great voice.
Yeah, we were just talking about it.
And that's because I lose my voice.
You're choked up about it.
What's trying to get
button.
It?
I'm jealous. That's the question I asked him there at the end. This is a thing now, based on what they quote unquote earned last year. Everyone's counting them out. And when you look at preseason predictions and preseason standings on where teams are going to finish, they have to earn that respect back. And, you know, I know a lot of, let's call them passionate Blackhawk fans are adamant that not enough was done in the offseason. But Scott, you and I have talked about it over our podcast based on what was done throughout the offseason. And what Stan Bowman did is a clear message that he is truly counting on those guys who had down years last year to have bounce back seasons. I said at the start of the show, I think they're going to. I think all those guys are going to respond in a positive manner. Now, then when you look at the rest of the landscape through what other teams have done in the West, what other teams have done in the division, getting better, how much better is it? Are they going to need to get in order to get past some of these other teams that have
yeah.
made roster improvements that you see on paper that you may not necessarily see here with the Blackhawks?
And it's not even just the roster. I'm getting a little
Your
stand
turn.
Right now too.
It's contagious.
It's not just the roster. It's the youth coming up into the league, the speed and the skill. Yeah, I also expect all those guys that maybe lost a step or lost some production last season. Jonathan Toews, we haven't talked a whole lot about yet. I think he's looked really light on his skates throughout training mm-hmm. camp. He's been around the net a lot. He's really going to benefit from Dominic Cahoon and, of course, Alex DeBrincat's creativity. So him and Saad, look, a lot of what happened with Brandon Saad last year was just bad puck luck. So I think that's going to improve as well. And we Brian Campbell talked about Seabrook, how he trained really hard in the offseason. I think he'll bounce back. Duncan Keith seems like he had a really good offseason as well. So I expect all those guys to bounce back, but very good point Chris made is it going to be enough when they regain form to who they were when they won those cups? Is it going to be as good as the rest of the league? And we're just going to have to wait and find out.
Yeah, I mean, goal number one is making the playoffs, and they have to get there in order to make any noise or have a chance. They didn't give themselves a chance last year with all that went on. And let me just point out one other thing that I don't think we've pointed out on the air here with Corey Crawford's situation. You know, he's finally ramping it up in the practices. just in time for the start of the regular season. No, he's not going to be ready. The tickets we gave a game away to, October 18th against Arizona, has been kind of a target date that they've set for Corey to return to game action, provided that he is able to respond to this final box that he has to check, and that is having bodies flying, bumping them in front of him, responding to game-type action, having, you know, tougher practices, and whether he gets sent down to Rockford for a game or two to get himself adapted to game action once again for the concussion that he had and for the position that he plays. For all that's going, playing that position with coming back from that type of injury, between getting bumped, you know, tracking pucks, noise in the building, white ice, when you consider everything that he has to take into account. He's looked really good so far in these first couple of practices. That doesn't mean it's automatically going to translate to game action, but it's really encouraging. I was worried there at the start of training camp. It almost looked like he was going through goaltender 101, taking it really slow with the goalie coach Jimmy Waite before the team would practice. But now, what he's shown over these last couple of days in practice with the team has been real encouraging.
Those individual workouts with Jimmy Waite before the sessions at training camp really proved to be the right course. When you see him come back,
take
and
it
practice
slow.
And, yeah, took it slow. He improved each time, did more and more, added a little time to start like 30-minute workouts and 40. And I was going to say, I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but they're still taking a little easy on him in practice in terms of not shooting around the helmet, you know, upper body.
Yeah, Joel said yesterday that he's full go to play. He's been cleared to play. But Corey kind of backed off before we had a chance to ask that. Corey said, I'm not quite there yet 100%. People were trying to interpret whether that was he's still suffering from symptoms or whether he doesn't feel 100% game ready for action. So, again, it's looked real encouraging so far. But, again, got to believe it when we see it, because the process for that injury, you know, we've seen, depending on the player, it takes a long time to get over.
Just the fact that Joel Quenneville put a date out there in just a few weeks, I think, is super encouraging.
Right.
Yeah. I think fans are probably pretty optimistic about that.
Oh, I think so, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you looking forward to the most, Andrea?
Actually, Corey Crawford's return. I like the Brinket. I do miss the regulars. You know, I'm going to miss Hossa, and I know Sharp's not with him anymore. And, you know, just the players that we're kind of used to seeing out there. But I am excited for the newbies. I do like the Brinket. When they were passing out the bobblehead, it was cute because there was a little ball of yarn. And they were like, oh, yeah, you know, his nickname's the cat. And then Jay said, you know, he's allergic to cats. So it's just,
I actually didn't know that.
Just, isn't it funny? So I guess I like, I think I'm looking forward to seeing the younger.
And his dog, Ralph, has its own Instagram account.
Ralph to Bring Dog.
Oh, what?
Dog. Yes. Yeah. I believe his girlfriend created it. And then it probably has a million times more followers than I do.
I know.
Wait, what's,
right?
What's the Instagram account?
Ralph to Bring Dog, I believe.
Oh, my
God. And, that's too funny. I'm sure he doesn't get, you know, teased about that at all.
Oh, well, probably not. He always defers. I don't run that account.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break here. We are celebrating the beginning of the Blackhawks season. Puck drop is at 6:30 tomorrow. They're playing the Senators. Chris Bowden with pre- and post-game coverage starting at 6 o'clock. And we'll be on afterwards. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis. We're hanging out with Chris Bowden and Scott King. More in a moment at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. Tell us what you're looking forward to. What are you most excited for this season? 312-981-7200. You can call or text us. And to buy tickets, by the way, for that play, it's writerstheatre.org. I don't want to leave everybody else out because I don't win a pair of tickets. Come hang out with us.
You're heavy on the ZZ tonight.
I didn't press anything. That's our executive producer in the booth, Michael Heidemann. So I think it feels like heavy rock for the Blackhawks season, right?
And I've been spinning Eliminator for the last week or so. So that might be why, too.
Or it's for old guy guests who grew up with that stuff.
Oh, Eliminator.
Oh, come on.
Easy Top. One of the greatest bands of all time. There's no,
no
shame
are.
In
love
that.
Them.
There's no shame in anything.
And the one guy whose name was Frank Beard didn't have a beard.
No beard.
That's confusing. That's very confusing.
Also name of a town in Canada. I don't know if you
right, Frank Beard.
But what's their nickname? So,
right?
Playoff. Playoff Beard.
Funky Doodle.
We are hanging out with Chris Bowden and Scott King celebrating the beginning of the Blackhawks season. Puck drop tomorrow at 6:30 right here on WGN Radio. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis. We'll be on after the game. After Chris.
Yes.
See how this all works.
I'll try to move it along
as
much as possible.
No. We'll
try to give you a victory edition.
Please.
Oh, yes.
Victory leading.
Fingers crossed. Well, besides a bunch of wins, what are you looking forward to the most, Chris?
Working again? Boy, I hate to complain about having 5 months off in the summer.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when you're used to going and going and going, you kind of miss it. And This is the greatest bunch of guys. Hockey players are the greatest athletes to be around. They're the most grounded, easiest to deal with. It's always fun. Despite the season that they had last year, they were always good to deal with. And I'm really anxious to see how this team responds. And you know what? Everyone talks about having to start fast. Well, they did that the first two games last year before slipping a little bit. But I think especially this year, trying to get the bad memories of what happened last season out of their mind. And after tomorrow night, they have two real tough teams back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday. They're in St. Louis on Saturday night, a team that we think has improved a lot based on the moves that they made in the offseason. And then they have Toronto, which made the biggest splash in the offseason with the one name that they picked up in John Tavares, who was the biggest free agent out there, moving over from the Islanders. They're going to be a Stanley Cup contender, you think, as well. So I'm just anxious to see how this team responds and how some of these guys are able to bounce back from a year ago.
How about you, Scott?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond. I think they're actually, in a way, going to embrace actually being underdogs for the first time in several years, really. And, you know, when teams and the media are really giving them their proper respect, they're just going to play. This is a group that's very motivated. If you look at the way these guys trained in the offseason, they all want to bounce back. And I'm hoping to see Crawford come back around the time that he's targeting. And I think the team will really manage him in a smart way where they're not overusing him. They know it's a very sensitive situation that he has. So I hope he, you know, plays as much as he can. Maybe, you know, maybe you get 40, 45 games or more out of him. And okay. and he does really well. I'd like to see that. And also excited to see how guys like Alex DeBrincat and Nick Schmaltz could kind of build on their young careers. These guys are real promising, skilled guys. I'd like to see what they can do this year.
Yeah, and for those worried about what the Blackhawks did or didn't do in the offseason, I mean, we have examples from just last season. Everyone was surprised by what happened to the Blackhawks. Everyone was surprised in a positive way. The Colorado Avalanche, one of their division rivals, finished with 48 points the season before last. Then they doubled that last year and made the playoffs. And everyone wasn't expecting the expansion team last year, Vegas, to do anything. And then they make the Stanley Cup final. You know, they fall three wins short of capturing a Stanley Cup in their very first year of existence. It's hockey. These things happen. I'm anxious to see whether the Blackhawks can have that kind of turnaround.
Now, Andrea, I have to apologize to you because you get to hang out with the Blackhawks in the mornings for the Blackhawks breakfast. And yeah, I know there was all kinds of trivia with Hawktionary, right? Was that?
Yeah, we did the Hawktionary. Yeah, yes. But I like this. This is much more fun.
Is it hanging? Okay.
Yeah, is this a town in Canada or not?
Come on. So what are you looking forward to, Andrea?
We did. It was kind of cool. We had a chance to go see one of the games in Las Vegas. And I thought their stadium, I thought there was a nice stadium. I like their, again, there's nothing that compares to the United Center or Blackhawks fans at all, and I really mean that. But
did you like that pregame thing that they do?
So that's what I was going to ask you guys. My answer to that is, I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool. It's kind of like a fight between the knights. It's like a Game of Thrones. It's like a medieval times type show. It's kind of cool, but of course they're going to, you know, pound on the other team, which was the Blackhawks, and kind of make fun of us. And we have this tiny little Blackhawks flag, and they have their huge Vegas
it's a
flag.
It's a high school pep rally.
It really is. And you know what, though? I did like it, but I thought that stadium was, I'm going to sound so old, it was so loud. You know, like when every time they score a goal, there's like a little medieval night show that they do.
Really?
Bangs on drums.
So I was going to, I'm just curious, are there, again, nothing compares to the United Center, but are there other stadiums that are kind of cool out there that you like?
Yeah, I've only had a chance to go to a handful. Say what you want about Nashville, but I mean, they've put together a real good atmosphere there, and that is a loud building. They seat about, I think, 5,000 fewer than the United Center does. But that's one of those towns that's really come out of nowhere. You don't think hockey when you think Nashville, but they've put a good team together within the division. I'm trying to think where else I've traveled to. Been to San Jose, been to L.A. during some cup runs, Vancouver, great city. Not so sure about the arena, but Minnesota is also the state of hockey. Yeah. They're all in, and they've got a real cool arena there too. Not so much necessarily for the pregame experience, but just for the passionate fan base that they have over that sport.
Andrew, if you don't like loud, annoying noises, you don't want to go to Columbus, where they just shoot a cannon.
Oh, God.
Every time they score.
I covered the All-Star game there, and I think it went off about 25 times.
No.
Just the boom of a cannon.
See, I love the digital show that they do before the Blackhawks game. That, what they do on the
ice. Yes, very nice.
Don't really you get well
very well done.
New one every year, and they'll be unveiling a new one on Sunday. Their scoreboard staff always does a great job, and their creative
they
staff.
Do. Yep. That's so good.
And of course, Sunday is going to be a big day with the red carpet before the game.
Yep.
That's happening early, about 3:30 or so.
Atrium.
Fans want to show up at the atrium, but then there's going to be the Stan Mikita ceremony, which I think they're asking everybody to be in their seats by 5:30. Then it'll begin shortly thereafter. Should be an emotional night as far as that's concerned.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone, obviously, go to Blackhawks.com, not just for tickets, but finding out about more of the great events they have coming up. And but mostly follow us on WGN Radio because we've got all the coverage right here.
All kinds.
It is so much fun. You guys, so let us know when you can come back and hang out with us.
Anytime.
And,
love to. Thanks for having us.
And check out the podcast, Blackhawks Crazy.
Yeah, we'll probably crank out another one after Sunday night's game. We'll have three games under our belt to kind of talk about things. And then they'll have like a 3-day gap before they play again a week from tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So, we'll probably crank something out on Sunday for everyone's availability on Monday.
And follow Scott King on Twitter.
At Scott King Media.
At Scott King Media, Chris.
I'm Bowden Tweets.
Bowden Tweets.
Woo-hoo.
Simple enough.
And come hang out with us again. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Blast.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to the dessert cart and the sweets. More after this on WGN.